This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I love that we have so many wonderful ethnic cuisines available to us in Southern California, and kind of the treasure hunt of Cambodian food in Southern California is actually in Long Beach. There is a huge expatriate Cambodian population there, and really a diverse assortment of Cambodian restaurants. A lot of different flavors, a lot of different dishes, a lot to explore. And so I'm so glad that the second annual Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week is back, and it runs from June the 2nd and to the 9th. And this morning, we are chatting with another participating restaurant that is part of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, and that is Kelly T. Now, that may not sound like a Cambodian name, but we'll get into exactly what they do. And it is a pleasure to welcome Sophia Up Diggs to tell us all about it. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. I had a chance to visit your Long Beach store last Saturday afternoon and was really impressed because I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. Your name is a little all-encompassing in terms of what might be available at Cali T. And,
right.
You know, the store is very nicely appointed. First of all, it's super clean, which I definitely appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
But you have a lot of interesting graphics and visuals. You know, you don't look like one of those chain juice stores that
right.
You know, they're sort of, I mean, they look very corporate. I guess that's the best way to put it. So back up for our listeners, if you could, a little bit. Where did the idea of Kelly T come from? And I understand there's a Hawaiian influence there. And, of course, we love Hawaii. So please go ahead.
So our sister store, they're located in Hawaii, and we wanted to bring it to California. So we adopted the brew-to-order concept and brought it over to California because they don't have that out here. And we wanted to bring the most, like, healthy way of having tea, boba, coffee to our customers. So we offer that, and we provide all the freshest teas, all organic, non-dairy options. We have, you know, customers, they can customize their own drinks where they could pick their own tea leaves, sweetness level, dairy options, and then we have a variety of different add-ons where they can put in any of their drinks. So we have tea, coffee, smoothies, slushies, the list goes on.
and indeed it does, and when you go into Kelly T, you know, there are menu boards everywhere, and there definitely are a lot of options. And the best thing to do is I found, you know, is your staff is patient and knowledgeable. You can kind of help them guide you through that first experience.
Yes.
And what they did with me is I mean, I knew that in terms of trying an item, of course, probably the best way to go was to start with a milk tea. So I would ask you that same advice for someone that might not be familiar with your concept and a little bit bewildered by all the choices that are available to them. What would be a good starter milk tea?
Oh, so we have our signature milk tea. It's called a Cali milk tea, which is a combination of Assam tea and hojicha tea combined, which is delicious. And if you want caffeine, it's definitely caffeine-based because you get the combo of the black tea and the green tea. And it's so unique that it's so good, and it's our one of our classic milk teas.
Sounds good to me. Now, a lot of people that are not Asian are a little confused about what boba is and how it's used. So you can be providing a community service right now to explain boba.
So boba, they're these small tapioca pearls or balls that we cook, you know, for a very long time till it softens, and then we put it in our special boba juice. And it's an additive that you can add to any of your drinks just to make it fun, to add texture. People like to chew on, you know, it's chewy. And it complements well with any of our milk teas, any of our fruit teas, any smoothies, even coffee drinks.
So for someone that's a little intimidated, if they don't want to have that in their beverage, they don't have to have it, correct?
No. It's definitely an add-on. So it's optional. It's not a must or anything. That's why we give customers that option, like, hey, would you like to have an add-on into your drink?
So, Sophia, don't fear boba. Is that basically where we are?
Yes, do not fear boba at all. It's delicious.
No. I mean, I had in mind, but again, I get this reaction from some people. You know, what are those balls
that are on the
bottom? And,
like
and what are you supposed to do with them?
Yeah. Right.
Well, good. I think we have cleared that up. Now, there is a very decadent milk tea that I've seen you do that has a cookie, that has whipped cream. I mean, that's got to be the kids' special. Tell us about that one, because in terms of Instagram, that certainly probably is your most Instagrammable variety.
Yeah.
Though, you know, the colors that you have in a lot of your different beverages, I mean, it's all very colorful. But you know, tell us about the dessert milk tea, if you will.
So we have a few dessert milk teas, and then I think the one you're talking about is our cookie butter series.
That's it.
Which is a meal in itself. It's so good. Super creamy, very good, very not too sweet, but sweet enough. And then we top it with the actual real cookie butter. And then if customers want whipped cream, we top it with whipped cream. So it's delicious. I love it. It's super creamy, and it just warms your tummy up.
So, you know, in terms of the variety of flavors that you offer, you know, you really have everything, and then including dessert, which, hey, why not?
Right.
Let's get back to Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. A restaurateur, in the Long Beach area, specifically in Long Beach, you have stores in other areas.
Yes.
Why is Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week important?
It's very important because, like you mentioned earlier, Long Beach has the biggest Cambodian population. And I feel like more and more people outside of our community, like, are starting to learn more about us. And so we just want to, like, emphasize, like, how unique our foods are, our drinks are, our culture, you know, our culture is. And I think with having Cambodian Restaurant Week, it just gives the other people all around us just more awareness of what we offer. And so it introduces all our unique flavors and welcomes everyone just for the whole week to expose themselves to all these new restaurants that they wouldn't try on any other day, you know? So that's why we provide the special. So for Cali Tea, we're doing three different drinks where it's going to be $5 all week. We're offering our honeydew milk tea, our signature Thai milk tea, and also our organic Cali sunset lemonade, which is the beautiful drink that has layers of color, so it looks like a California sunset.
And you also do a lot of different flavored lemonade. So,
yes.
Again, Sophia, you can, you know, your mind kind of boggles when you come into Cali Tea and look at the various menus and, you know, all the different options that you have. You know, you definitely could come in each day for the week of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week and still only make a small dent in everything that you offer.
Yeah, we have so many good stuff. So it's funny you say that because customers always ask, like, what should I try? What should I, you know, what should I get today? And like, first of all, what do you feel like? Because I feel like everything we offer is delicious. It's good, you know, so it just depends what you feel like for the day, whether it's a milk tea, you know, or a coffee beverage or a slushy or a lemonade, like the list can go on.
Yeah, I think all you have to do is be thirsty. That's the only excuse you need to come in. And you do have the specials board there, and then also you do seasonal flavors. So as I like to say, you got a lot going on.
We do. It's fun.
Now, for the Long Beach store that we're highlighting at the moment, the one thing that we haven't done is given the address of the Long Beach store, and then I'd also like you to give the website so people can go and do a little perusing before they come through the door and get the three special drinks starting tomorrow.
Okay. We're located, our address is 4549 East Pacific Coast Highway, Long Beach, California, 90804. We're right by the traffic circle, if you're familiar with the Long Beach area, by Cal State Long Beach, Wilson High School. So we're in that area. And our website is www.calitea.usa.com. And you can also visit us on Instagram, which is CaliTLB. And you can see all our we'll be posting what we're going to offer for the week, photos, and anything you're interested in, you'll find on our IG page.
Now, quickly, before we run out of time, specifically, we've been focusing on Long Beach, but for our listeners that might be intrigued and not be in Long Beach, where are your other Southern California stores?
So we have five locations. Cerritos is the first original one, and then we have one in Huntington Beach, one in San Diego, one in Rancho's Palo Verdes, and then Long Beach.
And probably I would bet more on the way. What do you think?
Yes, definitely.
We are talking about Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which starts tomorrow and runs through the 9th. Cali Tea is one of the alums that is in this particular event. Obviously, last year worked well, and they're going to be having three special teas for the week of the Cambodian Restaurant Week. Now, to find out all the restaurants, all the other restaurants that are part of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, and their menus, the website is CambodianRestaurantWeekLB.com, CambodianRestaurantWeekLB.com. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. It's our top of the hour break. When we come back, we're talking about the best in fruits and vegetables. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.